Just a suggestion, actually, because there is also the negotiation going on for the legally binding instrument on business and human rights. It might also be useful to look at how those provisions are spelled out in that instrument, and this would be especially in Article 4, 5, and 7, just to make sure that there is some consistency in the two instruments in the way rights to victims are framed. Because if not, so a situation of inconsistency would make it difficult, since private military and security companies are also business entities. So it would be good to look at the two instruments. Thank you.